What do cobblestone roads, a laser light show, and early television's NBC and ABC News broadcaster David Brinkley all have in common? The answer lies quite close to home. Home, that is, being our coastal Wilmington region. This past week, I helped Tony Rivenbark in the archives at Thalian Hall to reconstruct the original walking tour slide presentation from the early 1970s, which played at the hall as a regular stop for the historic Wilmington walking tour, when Wilmington began to truly realize, preserve, and show off its historical treasures. The archives work at the hall is a constantly ongoing project in organizing and cataloging the cultural history of our region. The 15-minute slideshow is narrated by former Wilmingtonian David Brinkley. The show leads us through the history of our region, from our founding in Brunswick Town to our Revolutionary and Civil War stories of triumph and tragedy, to the then modern day with the opening of the Cotton Exchange and the USS North Carolina battleship, and the dramatic laser light show which lit it up at night at that time. In our day and age, where PowerPoint has quickly become outmoded with the availability of more three-dimensional styles of presentation, like web-based Prezi, the manual carousel slide projector is quite a novelty. Being able to work with something tangible rather than virtual, the ability to be able to touch the slides and accidentally insert them in the carousel upside down or backwards, causes a higher level of awareness in the construction of the presentation. It definitely brings me back to the days of high school art appreciation class, with its hardwire push-button remote accompanying cassette player which buzzes to cue the operator to advance the slide carousel. It now seems more like a robotic toy than instructional tool. The main task at hand is to arrange the 150-odd slides back to their original order. Over the decades since it was discontinued in the early 1980s, the presentation has been in storage in carousels, boxes, and sleeves. It's now a modgepodge of a few hundred slides of beach scenes, historic Wilmington buildings, sidewalks, sunset statues, and azaleas. Thankfully, Tony, whose first job at Thalian Hall dealt with operating the presentation, had the pleasure of viewing and operating it hundreds of times, so he instinctively knows the precise order of what appears to be random snapshots. However, seeing them all together in proper order, accompanied by narration, the piece becomes unified and is quite compelling and is a candid historical vantage point of our region in the 1970s. Sleepy, pre-film industry, pre-I-40, and pre-sprawl. After a few hours of going through the taped script, rewinding back and forth, manually working on timing, visuals, orders, and truly understanding the spoken word to identify the images, we arrived at the restored product. And though it may have been a lot easier organizing this on a virtual platform, we definitely felt more part of it, mentally and physically. Which brings me to a quote from B.F. Skinner. "The real problem is not whether machines think, but whether we do."